For years now, NASA has relied on amateur astronomers to help the agency search for asteroids, those enormous chunks of space rock that may be on some kind of collision course with the planet Earth. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Kurt Nickisch recently joined one such amateur astronomer on the hunt.
Western South Dakota is perhaps better known for paleontology than astronomy. It's one of the world hotspots for dinosaur fossils. Some scientists believe the dinosaurs died out suddenly 65 million years ago when a colossal asteroid smashed into the Earth, drastically changing the climate. It's here at the edge of the South Dakota Badlands that Ron Divig is searching for the next killer asteroid.
You want to close that door behind you? That'd be good for keeping the observatory nice and cool.
Divig retired from his job at a used car lot to build an observatory at an abandoned medical building in the town of Quinn. The town's 44 residents were happy to find a use for the building and hoped the Badlands Observatory would put Quinn on the map. With plywood and 2x4s, Ron Divig and a few friends constructed the geometric dome that caps the white cement building like a tank turret. Inside, Divig turns a hand crank to open it to the night sky.
And it's very important to have the temperature in here the same as the outdoor temperature, because difference in temperature between the air column in front of the telescope and the outside can create thermal waves that basically blurs the image. That's what causes stars to twinkle at night, and it's great for romance, but it's not very good for astronomy.
At first, Divig had to brave the cold weather here to make observations. Now he can direct the 12-foot-long telescope with computers from a heated control room downstairs. Motors turn the dome to keep the opening in front of the telescope as it tracks across the sky.
These motors actually came from a vending company. I believe that they're motors that were originally used out of Coke machines. But they're geared down and are very powerful when you run them at slow RPMs.
It took 3 years and $25,000 to build what is now a culmination of a lifelong love of astronomy. Divig says he got hooked when spotting the planet Mars with the naked eye on a Boy Scout camping trip in the 1950s. Now the telescope he's built detects objects more than a million times fainter than he could see without it. That makes the Badlands Observatory particularly good at detecting rock masses careening through the solar system, asteroids whose orbits might one day crash them into the Earth. Steve Chesley is a senior engineer at a NASA center in Pasadena, California. It's his job to analyze observations from amateur astronomers who spot and track such asteroids.
These guys are really having a lot of fun. They like to observe. They like to go without sleep. That's obvious. And instead of just pointing their telescopes at galaxies and planets and saying, ooh, look at that, they are pointing them at asteroids and doing something that's really valuable.
It's easier to spot the asteroids moving at the threshold of visibility when the sky is extremely dark. That's why Ron Divig chose the South Dakota Badlands, one of the darkest areas in the country. He even convinced the town council to install hoods over the streetlights in Quinn and a switch on the one closest to the observatory. Before looking for asteroids each night, he trudges through the snow to switch the street lamp off.
There we go. So let there be darkness.
On a dark night like this 2 years ago, Divig rediscovered an asteroid heading towards Earth that was first observed briefly back in 1987 before disappearing from view. Divig's sighting helped other astronomers plot its course and determine that it would pass Earth at a safe distance. He's also discovered 27 asteroids that orbit beyond Mars. One of them was officially named after South Dakota. Tonight, however, Ron Divig is getting a break from his self-appointed task. Clouds passing over the Badlands prevent him from detecting any asteroids moving through the starry heavens, so he reluctantly directs the computer to steer his telescope back into its stow position and looks forward to another night and another hunt for faint but potentially dangerous asteroids. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch at the Badlands Observatory in Quinn, South Dakota.